Welcome to Polesville Presbyterian Church. We're located in the town of Polesville in western Montgomery County, Maryland. Polesville Presbyterian Church is a member of the National Capital Presbytery. You're always welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10:30. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. In his message titled, A Warm Fuzzy Apocalypse, Reverend David Williams tells us that the Christmas story is a strange apocalyptic story. The story portrays the birth as neat and perfect, but it occurred in a barn. This story is about the Lord coming to earth in human form to change the false truth that existed and transform the world. Let us now join Reverend Williams as he explains God's word.
I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Gracious God, grant that the words of my mouth and the meditations in the hearts and in the minds of each and every one gathered here, grant that they be acceptable in your sight. O our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The sweet old Christmas story that comes to us at this time every year is a strange tale because it isn't the thing that it seems to be. We hear every year the story, and it's easy to have different interpretations of it. It's a story of a young couple and their newborn child there in the flickering light of a barn. The story itself comes to us filtered through 2,000 years of retelling and retelling, shaped and formed by hopes and aspirations and song. And so most of the images we have of the story, of that manger, the ones that inhabit our imagination, tend to spin it out as a well-insulated barn. It's perfect and it's clean and it's neat, every straw soft as down and just perfectly in place. The whole scene glowing through a warm sepia Instagram filter as backlit baby Jesus radiates light onto the faces of his adoring parents and a small gaggle of assembled shepherds. It is a lovely, romantic image, but it is not particularly like most first century stables, because we know, even though we don't want to know it, that most of those stables were small and drafty and cramped with the admixture of stench and itchiness that comes from being around animals and hay. That and a baby had just been born in there, which is as lovely and romantic as if a Poolsville OBGYN had just set up a neonatal practice in the shed behind Spear Hall. Honestly, though, I like the warm, fuzzy version better, and if you like that spin on that tale, I'm not going to start quoting Greek and taking it away from you. I'm just not. The truth of this story, though, however you spin it or view it, goes deeper than those visions, because here we are at the beginning of the story of the gospel, and what we're not doing is working our way through a picture book or watching Bob Ross paint the nativity as we mellow out on the sofa. We are reading the opening chapter of an apocalyptic story. And it's an apocalyptic story. And what? No, not with little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. I mean, sure, there are apocalyptic elements. You've got the necessary strange lights in the sky and voices from heaven scaring the bejabbers out of a handful of shepherds who were probably as baffled by that display as if you dropped them into Epcot and had them watch the Starbright Holidays Intel Disney collaboration. Anyone see that? It's the world's first drone fireworks display, where they just sent 300 drones up into the heavens, and there were lights, and of course there's speakers and sounds, and the drones formed the shape of a tree and then formed the shape of a dove, and I think that would have freaked the shepherds out just as much. But those big, bright, showy effects aren't the point of it. They are not the purpose of the telling, and that is not the apocalypse that's being described, because this apocalypse is made of humbler stuff than we imagine when we hear that word. It does not involve zombies or aliens or pandemics, not great asteroids tumbling to Earth or some climate collapse narrative that ends up making our commute feel like we're an extra in Mad Max Fury Road. That is not the apocalypse described here. Here in the story of Christmas that Luke tells us every single year, we get a whisper of the overturning of the false order of things, of a breaking down of the forms of power we human beings have created for ourselves. It's an apocalypse. And Luke's story does recognize that those powers existed. He starts off the story with power, calling out the names of emperors and governors, the elite in their golden palaces. But as Luke tells it to us, it was to those who were struggling, those souls who were just barely making it, that that message was brought. A simple word to be brought to shepherds and to be carried to Mary and Joseph, the parents of a tiny newborn who'd somehow managed to show up without a reservation to that room, themselves living barely on the edge of making it. The words that are given to them are pretty much the only possessions they had to their names, but they were treasures nonetheless, because that message brought to them was one that changed them as listeners, that told them that something important and transforming was happening, a message of an old promise fulfilled, one that goes deep back to the stories told by the prophets. And that promise is an apocalypse, which means literally an unveiling, a showing of truth, a fundamental upending of the pretend world of our peculiar social order. Because we human beings have always said that what matters is wealth and shine and worldly success. And here this little story says, no. No, y'all are just making that up. What matters happens in small places, in human places, here among the humble, not in the palaces and penthouses of the powerful, but in the sweet animal stink of a barn in a rural backwater, mingled with the blood and sweat of childbirth and the soft breaths of a new life. That is what matters. And we human beings say that what is powerful is the sword, the ability to get other people to do what you want or else, the power of empire. But this apocalypse tears apart that veil of power and tells us that what matters is not empire, but small things, the intimate reality of a single human life, the intimate reality of conversations in quiet, small places. This is an apocalypse. And that is why we stop in this apocalyptic moment, we slow down this evening, and we listen to this story. In this story, we have an example of what really matters, the gift of a life that would, as it grew into adulthood, be turned over completely to the cause of love and justice in the world, a life in that moment so humble, new, and precious, a life in which there is hope for restoration, hope for forgiveness, hope for mercy offered up to all. And so we gather in the soft warmth of this space every Christmas Eve, and we sing those old familiar apocalypse songs in the light of our apocalypse candles, because we need that reminder. Because in this season we can become so distracted, so consumed ourselves by the endless drum roll of consumption, that we miss the subtle signs of that change. The change that this season is all about. We can be so torn by the anxiousness of our panicked, seasonal, stressed lives that we miss that assertion that change is afoot, that things can be different if only we embrace the promise of that difference. We enter into this season of new birth and transformation, and we are asked not to miss the powerful potential of every simple moment of our lives, as small as a child, each just as full of promise. There will come a moment for all of us in our lives, and we trust it, when the gracious presence of our Creator enters our world and changes us, changes our direction. That's the story we begin tonight, and our gathering here affirms that change in some way has begun. The story of this night is a story of transformation, just as surely as a new shoot in the spring. Not now, hopefully, but in the spring, let's wait a little bit, as that new shoot brings on the coming of summer. It means a transformation of life, just as surely as the birth of a child changes our lives. That change will come, and it's immense. And it's transforming, and it is apocalyptic, and we have to make ourselves ready for that this day and every day. Because this time of transformation, we don't want to miss. So tonight, may it be a Merry Christmas for you and for me. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Williams, for an inspiring message. The congregation of Poolsville Presbyterian Church would like to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and we hope that today's message helps you grow in God's grace. We end today's message with our benediction.
We gather and have gathered in the warmth of this place and the warmth of this light to celebrate an apocalypse. And I don't just say that because everything I write seems to turn out apocalyptic. I say that because this night is a night of unveiling, when we remember that God is Emmanuel, that God is present with us, present in the Christ that was born this day, but also present in every community that has gathered around him. And so as we gather in this place, let be unveiled that joy you can share with the world. Let yourself show forth that light and grace to everyone you encounter. In this season when we shimmer with stress, even though we should be joyous, but also in every moment, every chance we get to share with the world that God has been born into it and everything is transformed. Now, in the knowledge of that, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with all of us this night and our whole lives long. Amen.